It is 8:33. We love her. She used to be a part of our show many years ago before she left us in the middle of the night. Remember that, Lex?
Yeah, that was very, very sad. I wonder where she went.
Yep, we woke up and then she was just gone.
Yep.
We're talking about Marley Bigelow McMillan. Is she on the phone? Do we have her on the phone?
No, she's here live.
I am in, in studio.
Oh, you sound as clear as a bell, Marley.
La, 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 la.
Yes. Marley Bigelow McMillan is the host of You Get a Rose podcast on Podcast One. Covers everything Bachelor Nation. And you had a very big day yesterday, Bigglesworth.
Yesterday was a real milestone for the podcast.
Yeah. It was like, wouldn't it be, Marley, let me do a comparison. If you were doing like a Star Wars podcast, it would be like you meeting Luke Skywalker. Am I right with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah,
we got to chat with our main girl, our main squeeze, Becca Kufrin, the Bachelorette herself.
Crazy. Awesome. Okay. First impressions. She walks in the room. I always love this because you can always get a sense of a star.
Yes.
She's not really a star, but you can get a sense of a public person almost right away. Marley, what was your first impression of her?
You guys will absolutely love this. Okay. So we are at the State Fair. You know, time and space is tight. So she does an appearance on Channel 5, gets that done with, has to come back in and have more hair and makeup done. So I'm walking around with my, you know, bags of technology. I'm like, hey, like, where should I set up? And they're like, all right, she's got to have hair and makeup. Marley, go in the bathroom. You're going to be in there with the hair and makeup people. Set up in there and you'll interview her in there. So this is a small bathroom. There's a box of toilet paper. There's a sink. There's the paper towel dispenser. And then on the floor is a bag of cords. And that's the podcast. And so Becca comes in and, you know, she's getting her hair and makeup done, and it's all happening like, you know, Cinderella with the fairy godmothers, you know, like with the wands around her face and everything. And I just hand her a microphone and hit record. So she was lovely, but it was a really, really funny and unforeseen kind of set of circumstances.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Of course. Only you, Marley, would do an interview basically in front of a turlet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got off the air, and I came back to the station, and I was telling Phil Mackey, who we work with, I was like, yeah, I just interviewed him. And they go, it was Garrett there. And I said, yeah. And I said, yeah, I actually had to, like, really wrap everything up and get out of the bathroom immediately because Garrett had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. So let me get this straight. You had to wrap up your podcast so that Garrett could use the room that you were doing the podcast in.
Oh, my gosh. I bet they would hate that I'm saying that. But yes.
It's all right.
Yeah. And Phil goes, oh, so you go, I'll stay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, don't worry. Pretend I'm not here.
Yeah. So I should stay.
So he was not on the podcast. But when you saw them together, could you feel the energy, the chemistry?
So, you know, that's what people have asked. And I think that what's so funny is because that's what we're all paying attention to, and that's what everyone's asking, and that's what everyone's looking for. I think that's, you know, they're in such an interesting situation to be able to act naturally together.
Yes.
So they've got all these people, everyone that's around them, at least in this setting, is paying attention to that. So they're clearly really really into each other, and they did kiss a few times and were very nice and loving and that kind of thing. But I think it's a hard situation for them to act naturally in at this point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not really fair to actually judge it off that for sure. I was just wondering if it just, you know, sometimes you can just tell, even though they might be publicly displaying their affection.
No,
they're,
I mean,
still,
they
you
just
can
seem,
tell, like, yeah, they really, they fit.
They seem sweet together, but they're both down to earth. They know what that situation is. They're not putting on a show, and they're not trying to be anything that they're not. And, you know,
Marley,
they're just acting normal, kind of.
Let me ask you, Marles, if you guys just tuned in, we're talking to Marley Bigelow McMillan, host of You Get a Rose on the Podcast One Network. Marley, you know, a lot of these, there's been, I don't know how many seasons, all of these bachelorettes, they try to parlay their time on this show into a further career. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they sell merchandise, Becca, I think, has sunglasses, or they try to make it in Hollywood. Do you get the impression that that is what Becca and Garrett are trying to do, turn this into something bigger?
I don't. I think they understand what this show means and the press that they have to do now, but they definitely have a couple endorsements, and sure, and that's great. And, you know, I think a lot of these people come off of jobs where, after having been on the show, they're automatically making more money this way. So, you know, it makes sense to continue for at least a little while. But Becca did say at one point that she was interested in going to California or L.A., and I think we kind of all maybe, like, did a little groan at that moment. But
yes,
she really actually is more interested. She said, we're not sure if we're going to L.A. or if we'd go a little bit further south, but she just said Garrett's whole family is in California, and I would kind of like to be in California for a couple years, but then she really is trying to get him to fall in love with Minnesota while he's here, and she wants to come back here, ultimately.
Yeah, the catalyst for my question was her mentioning L.A. Yeah. I did a groan, and I don't follow the show as much as you do, but I was kind of like, because you know who I always think of is Nick Vile, who that was probably one of the most blatant cases of, this dude is literally doing everything he can to turn his 15 minutes of fame on ABC into an an acting career or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, the statistics aren't in his direction. You know, if you look at who has success in being a public person after the Bachelor.
Yeah, careers and love.
Yeah, you can count them probably on two hands. So I just wondered if this was the trajectory for Minnesota's Becca.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think she'll ride this wave for a little bit because, you know, why not make lemonade out of lemons? But
why not?
But they are really down to earth. I think they really just kind of want to be with each other and be with their families and ultimately live a very normal life.
Yeah.
So when you were talking with her on your podcast, You Get a Rose, is there something, because you know a lot about Becca, is there something that you learned that maybe surprised you?
Actually, I learned this. I thought this was kind of funny. So I asked her what she's learned about Garrett since the end of the show. And she says, well, I kind of, you know, say these things about he like crumples up paper towels, and I don't know. And then she said he snores, and I said, do you have to wear earplugs? Because I've like been in relationships where the other person snores, and you have to religiously wear earplugs. She goes, no, because I talk in my sleep. So then he's snoring, and then I'm talking in my sleep, so we're kind of just both keeping each other up. And I was like, oh, that's cool. It's like a sleeping language that you guys have. You're talking to each other.
The sleeping language of love.
Yes, exactly.
Bigglesworth, tell everyone where they can find You Get a Rose.
Sure. You can find it on the MyTalk app or wherever you find your podcast. So that kind of means, you know, if you have a podcast app, if you have an iPhone, you have a podcast app, and that's Apple Podcasts. So just search You Get a Rose in any of those apps or online, and you will find it.
There we go. We love her. She's the one, the only, Marley Bigelow McMillan. Thank you, Biggles. We love you.
Thank you, guys. We love you, too. Have a good time at the fair today.
Thanks, Mar.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.